where you want to be.
Blog Talk Radio.
You won't go to bed.
The Lord has made, I shall rejoice and be glad in it. It says, show more. Let me go to them. I know I'm talking to my daughter right now. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hope Victoria Studios. I am so blessed for you all to be here on this great morning. So excited. You don't have to do it, but it's okay. So excited that you all have come in to join me on this morning. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to come before you, just bring greetings, just saying hello, having some of my coffee on this morning, guys. So I just thank you all for supporting me. Just know that your foot scrub and your coffee and cocoa cream is coming shortly. Amen. So thank you all who have purchased and supported. I know that you're going to love it like you love this coffee that you have purchased. You can always go to my online store, which is www.hopevictorious.com. Hopevictorious.com. Amen. Say it again, baby. Okay. All right, sweetie. All right. Okay. So I just want to say good morning to everybody. Glad you had joined me. So we're just going to go on and we're just going to read from, I'll be coming from 2 Samuel on today, verse 9, beginning with the 9th verse. And let us pray before we go further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving. I thank you for shaking. I thank you for just allowing us to just be who we are, God. But Lord, I thank you for controlling us and for putting the right things on our minds to do. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you for opening doors that no man can shut and closing doors that no man can open. But I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. So on this morning, I just want to say God bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in every Tuesday. I am so blessed on this morning. God is certainly good. So this morning, it just seems like I've just been stuck on push through. Just being so stuck on just pushing through because I don't even know why, but God just had me there pushing through and talking about pushing through. This morning, we're going to be talking about King David and Mephibosheth. And every time I just read God's word, it's just such a blessing. But he has me there talking about just pushing through. So I guess this is just going to be our series until God said, get off of it. How about that? And move to the next. But just pushing through those moments where we feel like, oh, my God, we're so depleted. Pushing through those moments. How about when you feel rejected? How about when you feel like nobody know who I am? I just feel like I'm just being so overlooked. I feel like people just stepping on me, know who I am, but people just continue to step on me. How about just being rejected? How about that? How about just being rejected? Feeling like, oh, my gosh, Lord, I just feel like I'm just so rejected. Like, who loves me? Who embraces me? Who respects me? Who, you know what I'm saying? It's not even about titles. It's about just being rejected by people and things and places. But it's okay because God knows who you are, and he has not forgotten about you, even when you feel like he has. He has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just glorify God on today because I know what it feels to be stepped on. I know what it feels to be looked over. I know what it feels to just be in a room and people act like you don't exist. But guess what? God knows that you exist. He knows who you are. So you got to keep on pushing through when don't nobody else know your name. When don't nobody else know who you are. It doesn't matter because God knows who you are. So you got to keep pushing through even when you feel nobody is loving you. God loves you. He's embracing you. He's hugging you. Hallelujah. When you're outside, I know you feel him. I know you feel him through the wind. I know you feel him through the rain. I know you feel his touch when the rain touches your cheeks. I know you feel when you walk out in the snow, feel the cold, feel the warmth, whatever type of environment, you have to find Jesus and know that he's there for you. Hallelujah. I'm blessed because I know that God is real. And there was a time where I felt like I was rejected. And still sometimes, but it's okay. Because being rejected, God knows who you are. It doesn't matter whether people reject you or not. Yeah, they do, but I know God loves me. I know that he cares for me. I know that he is the one who's the creator of all. People say, oh, my God, the universe, God created the universe. Hallelujah. I'm not looking to nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. I will look towards the hills which come up my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. For man to do anything, because I know God can do everything, and God will use man to help you. Hallelujah. He will use man to help you. So stop feeling like you depleted. Stop feeling like you don't have nobody, because you have God. And I know that there's times where you do feel like you're lonely, and you sleep next to somebody and still feel like you're lonely, still in a house with a house full of people and still feel like you're lonely. It's okay, because God will fill those voids for you. He will fill those voids for you. So stop looking at who's rejecting you and look at who's accepting you. Jesus is accepting you. And isn't that something, because it reminds you when you go back in your school days and you maybe wasn't accepted by the popular people. But then there was a group of people who did accept you. But no, we didn't want that group because we want the popular group. Mm-hmm. You wind up with the popular group, and the popular group don't treat you good at all. They treat you as a flunky, like you just here, like you just their servant being around. Hmm? And that's how we treat Jesus. We want to be in a popular group. But when Jesus wants to love on us and accept us, we don't want to accept him. Let me tell you something. Jesus is cool all day long with me. He's cool. He's the popular one for me. Hallelujah. He's popular. Hallelujah. And I want to be in his camp. I want to be underneath his guidance and his protection, because when I'm out there, he's going to take care of me. When I'm out there, he's going to protect me. Those folks that you want to be in the in crowd so bad, they ain't trying to protect you. They ain't trying to have you be with them. Be with them for all the wrong reasons, but I want to be with the popular group, and that's the popular group of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who I know when we walk outside together, when we inside this house, he's never going to deny me, never going to forsake me, hallelujah. So he's the popular group that I want to be in, hallelujah. So let me tell you, I'm fired up on this morning. I'm fired up on this morning because we have to learn what's the popular group and what's the right group to be with. And it's Jesus, hallelujah, in his kingdom, underneath his glory, underneath his covering. Woo! Glory to God. So I'm going to read this scripture for you. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. Whew, Jesus. I know how it feels to be rejected. I know how it feels for you not to fit in. I know what it feels like to go into the room, and when you go into a room, people act like you don't exist. You go into the room, and people see you there, but then they act like they don't see you. They look all over you like you're not even there. I have been there, too. I have been at business meetings and sat at functions and sat at tables and conferences. And what people do, act like you're not even there, act like you don't even exist. But God knows that you exist. See, when folk act like that, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about feeling like the elephant in the room, because you're not the elephant in the room. They're the elephant. Hallelujah. But God would one day say, hey, everybody see you. But until then, God sees you. And not even until then, God just sees you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. All right, so let me read the scripture I had up here. So, okay, hold on, guys. So, 2 Samuel verse 9 says, then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. I'm going to read that one more time. So this is King David talking. He said, then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's servant. I'm sorry, Saul Stewart and said to him, I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. This is 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9. And this is the story of Mephibosheth, who was King Saul's grandson. But he was Jonathan's son, who was David's best friend, King David's best friend. And when Saul died, and when Saul, King Saul had died, and Jonathan in battle, the whole house of Saul was in an uproar, not knowing was they next, not knowing, well, oh my God, the king died, what are we going to do next? So everybody was scurrying in the house running. And Mephibosheth, who was Jonathan's son, was 5 years old, and the nurse had him and was running and dropped him. When she dropped him, he became lame in both feet, so he couldn't walk. But it's so interesting because even in the midst of being dropped, and I know she didn't maliciously drop him, but just scurrying, trying to get out and grabbed him and ran, and she dropped him, and he fell, and he became lame in 2 feet. But at one time, sitting at your grandfather's table, which was the master's table. See, I love to see that Jesus' table, which is the master's table, amen. Sitting at the king's table, everything that was familiar to him, everything being treated like a royal, because he was royal. So he was treated with servants. Anything that he needed, they was there for him. And then now you're like, oh, my God, my whole world has been ripped right underneath me. So I'm here with like nothing, and I'm not being treated how I used to be treated as a young boy. And then he began to grow as an older man. And I can imagine how that could have felt at one time, having the best of everything, and then now nothing. And you feel like, oh, my God, God has forgotten about me. Everything is gone. My house is foreclosed. My car, everything. I'm evicted, everything, and I have nothing anymore. But you got Jesus. So the thing about it is that even though we go through hard times in life and we go through trials and tribulations in life, don't think that God has forgotten about you, because he has not forgotten about you. And God is so awesome, because God will have people around who remember how it was, who can even speak on your behalf. So King David had some in Ziba, which was a story of King Saul at the time before he died, over his household. He was his steward. So he knew all the stories, and he knew what happened. And he asked them, you have to read it for yourself, 2 Samuel chapter 9. He said, who's left in the house of Saul? And when he summoned Ziba to come, he said, Jonathan's son is left. He said, have him come to me. And what I love about the story is that when he came to him, you think that Mephibosheth was not like in awe, like, oh, my gosh, is this really happening? I've been overlooked. I've been called names. I have been mocked. I have been humiliated. You know, just use my own imagination. Look at you now. Where's your grandfather? You have nothing now. You know how people mock you? And then what happens is that when you feel like giving up, see, that's why you got to keep pushing through. You got to keep going, even when you feel lonely, even when you feel discouraged, even when you see doors keep closing on you. You got to keep moving. You got to keep shaking. You got to keep opening up those doors. Because one day, like I always tell my son and my daughter, that one day God is going to say, now this is the door that I want you to walk through. But you got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. You got to keep knocking down those doors, even when it's not the right door, but knock them down. And God will tell you, no, baby, that's not it. But when Mephibosheth, when he went to King David, he was in awe. He felt like so unworthy of it, like a dog. But guess what? He was. God, it was his time to be blessed. It was his time for God to bless. It was his, and God was already blessing him over the years. But sometimes we can't sit it because we feel like there are small things that's coming our way. But what does the Bible say? Do not despise small beginnings. Hallelujah. So don't look at things or discredit things because you feel like they're small. Because guess what? They're big in God's eyes. That's just like putting a puzzle together. It'd be small pieces you got to put together until you get to the whole for the whole puzzle to be completed. So it looks like half of a puzzle. It looks like it's half done, but let me tell you, ain't nothing half done when it comes down to God. So when he gives you something, don't feel like it's so beneath me or this is small. It ain't small, it's big. And treat it like it's big. Because every blessing that God gives is important to him and should be important to you. So do not despise small beginnings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when Ziba brought him to David and he blessed him and he said, you will eat from the king's table for the rest of your life. So for the rest of his life, he ate at the king's table. And everything that belonged to his grandfather was given to him. That's what verse 9 says. Everything that belonged to your grandfather now belongs to you. Hallelujah. How many of us is waiting for some stuff to happen? How many of us have been in court fighting this battle for I don't know how many years? Don't you know that you already got it, it's already done, you can already won? Don't you know? But you got to keep going to court. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep working that thing out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So even when you feel like giving up, don't give up. Even if you're tired of, I don't know how many Zoom calls I got to go through. I don't know how many times I got to sit on this, go to the same conference every year. But don't you know every year it gets bigger and bigger and you can't even see it? So stop complaining and go. If it's a requirement, go. Hallelujah. Because good things is in places where we think that's not. Good things is in places that we think that it's not all the time. And every time God blesses, something's unexpected. Or we didn't see it coming. Or maybe if I just went this one time, and that one time that you said you wasn't going to go, and you went, and then bam, look what happened. Hallelujah. Because I know every time when it's a push for me to get on this call every Tuesday, it'd be one of the best podcasts because you'd be like, oh, my gosh, I got to get on there today. But guess what? When I get on there, it'd be the best. And I feel so rejuvenated. And God just lets me know you got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on going. Even when you feel like saying, no, I ain't doing this no more. You got to keep on going. You got to trust and believe God. And Lord knows, because sometimes on some Tuesdays, I'd be like pushing, trying to get on here. But guess what? God prevails. And he is like, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving because he ain't over till God says it's over. You can't stop it till God says stop. Hallelujah. I don't care how many times you keep going all up in your head about quitting on some things. And if God say to quit, don't. Mm-hmm. But if he say to quit, run, let it go. But if he don't say quit, then don't stand. Keep doing it. Keep working it out. Keep moving. Keep shaking. To God, release it and say it's time. Hallelujah. Amen. So on today, I just want to encourage you all to keep pushing, keep going. And even when things seem like it's not moving in the direction you want it to go, it's moving. It's going in that direction, but sometimes it feels like it's not going in the right direction. It feels like, oh, my God. Is it my time? Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep believing it, even when you don't see things shifting, even when you don't see things working out, you got to keep working out. God will add everything in for you. He would do it. He would do it. Anoint your house and ask God to come in and reign over your home. Go through your whole house and bring it. And ask God to reign over your house. Ask God to breathe on your house. Breathe on your mind. Remove anxiety. Remove depression. Hallelujah. Those times when you're waiting for God to come through, keep on working out, but ask God to protect your mind. Ask God to heal your mind. Heal your mind from the voices. Heal your mind for those negative thoughts. And then surround yourself with something that has great energy. Stop allowing yourself to be sucked into places and things and people who give you negative energy. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with people who have positive energy. Hallelujah. So Mephibosheth, when he came to David, it was his day to be blessed. And then he just didn't get the blessing. But how about Ziba also, who was a servant? Because David told him he had 20 sons. He had 10 sons and 20 servants. And he said to Ziba, he said, listen, he said, I want you to go out and I want you to continue to farm this land. You farm it so you continue to feed Mephibosheth, your master's steward who passed away, your master's grandson, because Ziba was Saul's steward. So even he and his 10 sons had a job, and they had 20 servants, so everybody was employed. See, don't you get it? Ooh, glory. But that's how things happen. See, stuff just don't affect the person being blessed, but blessings trickle down and affect everybody. So even though Ziba at one time was King Saul's steward, now he's Mephibosheth's steward. His sons is employed, and then the servant is employed. So everybody had a job. Nobody was unemployed. Why? Because of Mephibosheth. Why? Because he, woo, glory, because he stayed even when the going got rough. See, so he stayed when he could have given up and say, hey, I'm unemployed. I'm out of here. My King Saul is gone. But he stayed. And because he stayed, you know how some folk want to give up on you? You know how some folk don't want to be around you anymore because they feel like, I'm tired of hearing the same stories. I'm tired of you being in that state. I'm tired of being with you because you don't have nothing anymore. So he could have walked away right out of the whole, out of Mephibosheth's life and left him at a young little boy. But he stayed until he was a grown man, and he stayed around. But, you know, some folks come out and say, hey, I don't want to be bothered with you anymore. I don't want no parts of you. Because you don't have anything. You know those folks that's only around because you're the popular person. Those folks that's around because of the money you have. But they don't want to be around, or the fame, but they don't want to be around you when you didn't have nothing, when you was low, and when you was at your lowest. But because of that, Ziba got blessed, and his sons, and the host, all the servants that was blessed. Hallelujah. Woo! Let me say, that's God. See, I don't hang around folks that I know that's in it just for what I have. I be around folks because God ordained them to be with me. So I pray about everybody that comes in my life, just not the people who I think should be in my life. And when God needs to move them out, then he moves them out. When it's time for them to roll, it's time for them to go. And I unfollow you, too, on Facebook, just let you know. Let me tell you, I ain't playing no games. Do you hear me? If you ain't meant to be in my life and be around, it's okay. Mm-hmm. We could do ministry all day. But in terms of my close circle, say what you want, but I'm not doing it. I'm not having it. If I feel you have an evil intention, not a good intention, goodbye. You got to go. And sometimes I may not always see it right away, but let me tell you something. As long as Jesus is on the throne and he's always going to be on the throne, I know that he will give me discernment. But I open up myself because sometimes relationships that you're in is hurtful and you don't want to let them go. But there come a time where they're constantly pulling on you and draining you. And you like depleted all the time. You can't even focus because it's all about them all the time. And they drain, and you know they shouldn't be with you, but we keep them around because we feel as though, what am I going to do without them? Let them go, and you'll see what you'll do without them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because anybody toxic that should not be with you needs a role. But see, Ziba stayed around and not even knowing, not wanting anything from Mephibosheth, not wanting anything from Saul, from none of his stuff that he had, you know, that was laying around dormant. And couldn't nobody possess it. He wasn't even hanging around for that. But because, look how God blessed him. Look how God blessed Ziba because he stayed around Mephibosheth. So when David blessed him, he blessed Ziba too. Because then Ziba had to continue to feed him. So that was wealth coming in. And that was employment coming in for him and his sons and the 20 servants that was left. Woo, glory. I just rejoice on today. Because I know what it feels like to be rejected. I know what it feels like to be walked over. I know what it feels like when you go into a room, people act like you don't exist or don't even know your name. I know when they have bad reputations and all, you got to, what? That's not even me. That's not what I did. That's not what I said. That's not who I am. And God comes right in, and he erased every negative thought, every negative saying, every negative thing that people put on you. He erased it. Clean up your reputation. God will do that for you. So stop worrying about people who's going around saying mean things about you. Don't you know God will shut the mouth of that lion coming up against you? Huh? For our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the stronghold. Hallelujah. Pray about that thing. Pray about that thing. Ask God to shut that tongue and shut that mouth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So my broadcast is going to end. I want to tell you all to be encouraged. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And know that he has you on his mind. And even when you feel like you're discouraged, even when you feel like you're defeated, push through. Even when you feel like giving up, push through. Hallelujah. Glory. I came from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9, but I just want you to read the whole chapter, the whole entire chapter. It was so awesome talking about Mephibosheth. And when you thought that God had forgotten you, he has not. Even when God is quiet, he's working. You just got to keep trusting him and keep pushing and keep working. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. God, I ask that, God, if you would go before the Murchison family on today. God, I ask that, God, if you would just send healing to the whole entire family, dear God. God, I ask you, God, if you would go before the prophet family and send healing and within their home, Father God, within their houses, God, for losing their loved one, God, for the Murchisons losing their loved one, Father. God, I ask that you would just send healing of the heart and the mind, God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father God. Wipe the tears from their eyes and give them a comfort. Give them a peace and a comfort, Father. Bless the Wilson family on today. Touch my Aunt Star and my mother and my whole family, God. Touch everyone here that's on this call right now, God. Do it right now for your glory, God. Touch the Dockery family. Oh, hallelujah, God. Do it for your glory, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Do it right now for your glory, God. Touch Beverly Johnson, God. In the name of Jesus, dear God, go before everyone that's on this podcast, God. Continue to move and shake up stuff in their life, God. Continue to touch Darlene McLaughlin, Father God. In the name of Jesus, dear God, go before her granddaughter on today. Oh, touch all of our children, God. Touch my sister as she travels with her daughter on today, Father God, and her son, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you and we bless you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for sitting high but looking low. Thank you for everybody that's on this podcast that come every week, Father God. Touch it and move right now in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, God. Touch every ailment, Father, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Go before a discouraged heart on today. Go before a discouraged mind on today, God. Open up a door for Michelle Blakemore for employment, God. Do it right now for your glory, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you and I glorify you, God. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for this podcast, God. Help us to push through. Touch everyone that's on this call. God, you know everything about them, God. You know their name. You see every hair on our head is numbered. Oh, God, I thank you. Touch my family and touch their family. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And we ask that God continue to touch Miss Lois Park on today and continue to heal her body. I just bless God on today because he's so faithful, y'all. And I just love him. And I just adore him because I know that he's so real and he's so awesome. I ask God to touch Greenhouse and Lisa's house. I ask that God would just continue to just bless and pour in. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. Continue to touch Ashley, God. We love you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Go in peace. Know God is on your side. Know that he loves you and continue to touch the Wilson family and my family, Reverend Moore. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory be to God. God bless you. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you guys. Amen.